Now, this is something I'm excited for. This April, reality TV hits a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, premieres on 420, just in time for your viewing pleasure and a very special holiday. Even for those who don't celebrate, like me, you can still keep your hopes high for the new Hulu original reality series. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. Career aspirations, love, and a quest for fame are only a few of the things that this dope family of owners and bud tenders are highly seeking. Mark your calendar for 420 to get into the new reality series, High Hopes, streaming only on Hulu. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I am here with Stella Barry. Is it pronounced Barry?
Yeah.
God, I fucked up like a few episodes ago with someone's last name, and it was really embarrassing, and was not a good look for me. But I'm here with Stella, and you are so many things. You are like a TikTok bandit. You get kicked off every single day. You are AK the anal princess. Love that. OnlyFans superstar, porn queen, and a slew. You're a slew. You're a fan of the show.
I'm a slew. I am. I've been a fan since your first episode.
Stella showed up, guys, to the studio wearing a greedy, a greedy crew neck, and it brought tears to my eyes. Like I am like just so fucking excited. Also, I just want to point out before we dive into this, this is episode 69.
Yay!
So it's an honor and a privilege to have you on this one. It's perfect.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be the one. It is. And episode 69, as you guys know, is a huge fucking deal. So we have a lot of shit to cover. The way that Stella and I found ourselves in this room right now, when did I reach out to you? What, yesterday?
Yeah, day before yesterday. But we didn't actually plan that this was going to happen till yesterday. And then I got on a flight at 1:30 in the morning.
From Puerto Rico.
Yeah, from Puerto Rico.
Not like Connecticut, like Boston.
It's not that bad. It was a 4-hour flight.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
That's why I was like, I can just jet over there anytime. But then I got here at 5:30 in the morning and I slept throughout the day. And now I'm here.
Okay, well, as someone who pulls all-nighters every single night, it's not that fun being awake.
You were awake. When I landed, you were awake.
Yes.
You were texting me. And I was like, wait, did she stay up all night too?
Yes. That's what I do on a regular basis. Oh, it's really fucked up. I need to get on a better schedule. But it was just, I just knew that we were going to hit it off because the fact that I said, hey, do you want to come on the show? And you said, hey, I'm in Puerto Rico, but absolutely be there tomorrow. Love this type of last minute shit. And I'm like, whoever buys flight a week in advance.
I know.
And someone who buys a round trip flight is insane to me.
I know. I have actually not bought a round trip flight in so long because I don't even think it's cheaper. It's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
Like, and I just constantly extend hotels and like just fly back whenever I want. I actually was in Florida recently for a couple days shooting for Pornhub.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, time to go to the airport. My flight was in like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fuck, like I was going to look for the ticket. I was like, I never booked the return flight. Like I knew what return flight I wanted, but I never actually booked it. So I was about to show up. So then I booked it really fast and I just went to the airport. But I was like, thank God it was still available. I actually would though, like sail across the world if you told me that it would help you get like a centimeter closer to world domination. I support your show so much.
Oh my God.
And you, even before you started Swaff, like even from when you first started podcasting,
uh-huh.
I thought you were amazing.
Oh my God.
You deserve the world. I'm not even trying to fangirl right now. Like, I genuinely hope you know you're one in a million.
Oh my God.
You're so smart.
Stella.
You're really so smart. Okay. You're so self-aware.
Yes. Very self-aware. almost debilitating self-aware. But
that's
that
what it is.
Okay, that means the fucking world to me. And like, I am feeling emotional now. And we're absolutely.
I'll flatter you one more time.
Okay.
I recently flew out to LA to work with Riley Reid. And when she hit me up to film, I was like, the most flattered I've ever been in my life.
Uh-huh.
I was fucking amazed. I didn't get to do it because I got strep the night before from eating ass and I couldn't go see her. But when you reached out to me, that was like 10 times bigger of a deal.
Stop.
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
Yes, I'm serious.
Who's punking me right now in this room?
You're like my one favorite creator.
Oh my God, Stella. Okay.
Probably, but
I had no fucking clue at all.
So
that I forget that people actually enjoy sometimes what I do, you know?
When people tell me that, I'm just like, what?
Right? Wow. Okay. Well, that means the fucking world to me. And I am just as obsessed with you. I did a huge deep dive and I'm trying to think of even where to start. So like, for people who don't know, let's give them a little bit of background. So you have a massive social media following, but well, let's explain to them. So your social media handle is Anal Princess on most platforms, right? TikTok doesn't like you at all.
No.
How many TikTok accounts have you had taken down?
I think at least 15.
15?
And every time I have a new TikTok account, because I get banned on the other one and they device ban you, I learned very fast. I get a new phone. So I've gone through at least like 15 phones in the last 2 years.
Wait, so you have to get a new phone every time you try to make a
new
TikTok?
When you get fully banned, you can make a new account, but it will be, you'll never get the same views. Whereas I would make a new account on a new phone and I'd get 10 million views on the first video.
Right.
But then Anal Princess, that was the one.
That was my one baby.
No,
I held on to that for ages.
How long did you have that one for?
Not even a year.
Like, but you're going to get back there. You're going to get back there. Do you save all your videos so that you can re-upload them?
No, which is crazy, but I just make content every day. Just trash
fucking content of my like disgusting brain.
And I just never re-upload because, I mean, I always have something new to talk about. Mm-hmm. And there's always a new trending sound, too. And my thing to make money, until recently when I started doing vlogs and answering questions, the thing that converted the best for me was just a popular sound at the moment, me lip-syncing it, and like a funny caption over my head.
So that's literally what I do.
Yeah.
That's literally what I do. Because
that's the best way.
Is it really?
I mean, that's the best way to get like a super viral video, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then as your account grows, you'll start to stall out on growing when your content is the same. So that's like with Anal Princess, I would not get very many views on like my meme TikToks.
Gotcha.
So then I started being like, you know what? I'm not getting many views anyway. This account's shadow banned. I'm just going to start answering questions, just being myself, because why not? And then they started like immediately, I was getting like 6 million views, 10 million views.
Right. Whoa.
I was like, I had no idea anyone wanted to hear me talk. So even if you're just taking off your makeup and chatting or like doing something that's not important and makes you feel like a narcissist to post, you're just like, what? No one cares about this.
That's the issue.
It makes people feel something. Like if it makes them feel like they relate to you or they have a friend or it just, you know, is sometimes like I just listen to videos because I like hearing the person talk while I fall asleep.
Right.
So that is a big thing. It's just like connection.
Yeah. And I think what you said, I'm so self-aware that it's almost debilitating that I'm so scared of seeming narcissistic or like that it hinders me in a lot of ways where it's like, no, you just need to like let loose. So your social media, you're going to build the TikTok back up.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep making new accounts.
Yeah.
I'm going to be just like a cockroach on the floor of TikTok, in the depths of TikTok. When I first started TikTok, I literally was talking about anal and everything as like this outlet and not telling anybody about it. It was like my compulsive little like
okay
sharing thing. I could talk about the nastiest shit. Like, I had the most perverted TikTok. Uh-huh. And now you can't even say the word butt on TikTok, you know?
Why? What happened?
The censorship has changed like crazy. But I used to literally, like, my first TikTok that blew up was like, I just lost my anal virginity in the back of a car on a first date with a homeless guy. And, like, I just said that, like, anal, everything. And it blew up and it never got taken down. I didn't get violations for months on TikTok. And then all of a sudden they started, like, clamping down like crazy.
Wow. Yeah. The fact that was your first TikTok and, like, they just let that slide. And also, I fucking love you for that. But, aside from, like, your social media following, and we're, trust me, this is episode 69. We will definitely be getting into anal and anal princess. But you are huge on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere it's like your top. You're laughing. Tell me.
Like, yeah, I'm huge. No, I am top.
But you
like,
are
0.1%.
And that's insane.
I've made more money than I ever imagined I would make off of porn.
Are you open to just saying how much?
I don't like say what I make monthly, but it's already out there because every because
you said on every interview.
Yeah, that's like the one clickbait thing people love to share because it blows people's minds.
Well, I respect your. I respect you. You don't need to say it.
No, I love saying so. The most money I ever made with it was I had like a ton of viral videos. This 1 4-day span, and I made $200K in 4 days.
Okay, so I'm quitting my job, and why the fuck are we here?
It's a very up and down job, as it is with any, I think, creative, like, entrepreneur kind of job where you run your own business, but especially with sex work. But it pays, like, no matter how much, it pays so insane, and it pays more than I ever need, or, like my expenses are very low.
It's
crazy.
Like, your overhead is, like, so low. Can you tell me, like, what those four videos were that were viral? Or just, like, at least one or something?
They were. So it was my first girl-girl collab, and I flew out my cousin Hannah.
Okay.
And we posted. I actually posted just before I even met up with her on the trip and was like, I just flew my cousin out to film OnlyFans content. And an hour later, I was at breakfast and already had 1 million views. Then that got like 10 million.
Okay.
I had a few others that got 10 million with her just being like, I'm making OnlyFans content with my cousin. And it just blew up like crazy. And if you saw my Twitter, like the top clip there is that's pinned is me fucking my cousin.
I saw it was a girl. I didn't know it was your cousin.
Yeah.
Now we know. Like,
two cousins are better than one. Hat on. And then my boyfriend at the time, like, jerking off over us. So that, like, took the internet by storm. I didn't know, though. I didn't know that it was going to be that crazy of a reaction. But now I realize, like, incest is king.
Is best. Incest is best. So people really love that genre. People are super into that.
And now I realize that is the top on every porn site. And that's why my two videos, like public videos on Pornhub, are with Alex Adams, who does basically all incest taboo porn.
Okay.
Amateur incest porn.
Like brother, sister. Mm-hmm. Does it ever?
Stepdad.
It's never in the mom dad area though. I think that sometimes people are like, that's too much.
He does like fucking my stepmom.
It's always the step.
It has to be because Pornhub will. Yeah. They won't allow incest.
I'm like, wait, what's it like? Why?
Pornhub will take it down. It used to not be that way, but he got like billions of views taken away from him with videos being taken down because they didn't say step.
Specify.
Like
specify.
Yeah, like you can't even say.
Right.
Even sometimes when you just say daddy, they've been taking it down.
Yeah. That's you know, crazy. I'm kind of into the daddy-daughter stuff, but I have daddy issues. I've talked about this before and I don't have a dad. So I feel like I'm like not that you have to be allowed or not allowed, but the daddy issues thing. I've seen you post like a few TikToks about it. What do you think, like, do you just kind of say it as a joke or do you think it's a real thing or do you think you have them or what?
I don't know really, but I guess like, you know, everything that happens to you in your life affects what you're into.
Of course.
And my dad is fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like a narcissistic personality.
Oh.
Workaholic, like just crazy, super fun, super charming, but
as most narcissists reliable. Are,
yeah, not someone I can emotionally rely on.
Mm-hmm.
Blackmailed me with money, or like blackmailed me and bribed me with money a lot growing up.
What?
Like I found out
what about is that
affair on my mom, and he gave me an unlimited credit card that I right when I moved to New York for college when I was 17, I fucking spent so much money on that. Hold on. And he never once in my life punished me. Like he pushed me to the dark side continually. You know, he's like, oh, you're stealing money from
right.
me. He wasn't like, a oh, parent. You're sneaking out. Like I used to do that. That's fine. You know, your mom, she just gets so worked up about this, that kind of stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And now we just don't really talk like right. once a year. I love my dad so much. He's so fun.
Yes.
He is an inspiration to me in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I just know not to emotionally rely on him.
And you have to have boundaries.
Yeah.
And I think that's really hard to have. Well, my dad won't talk to me, so I don't have to yeah. worry about boundaries.
You're like, we have a really such strong a boundary.
We have the strongest boundary it's you've ever fucking seen. Brick wall.
Yeah.
But hold on. So your dad was cheating on your mom, mm-hmm. and your mom didn't know, but you found out.
Yeah.
And then you confronted your dad. And he yeah. was like, basically, here's an Amex
yeah.
and just yeah, keep your mouth shut.
Exactly. And oh. I've spent like so much fucking money. Like, well over 100, well over 100K.
Stop.
Yeah.
As you fucking should. As you fucking should.
Yeah. I mean, what did he
were they wealthy?
Fucking, yeah, my dad runs a financial firm.
Okay. I was like, did you run him into the ground yeah. or like?
I mean, he's a spender, my dad.
Like, okay.
He's not smart with his money, I don't think, but okay. he still makes enough. So it's
he
fine. But it was not fine. Like, my family's not that rich that it's just like, oh, this doesn't matter. But he's just crazy. So he never disciplined me. He never said a word about it. And the worst part was at the same time, he was cutting off my mom and my little brother and hid all the money overseas.
And you didn't and tell like, your mom, right? No. Obviously.
Because I was a daddy's girl. Like, my dad is very persuasive. Mm. And
you're 17.
Yeah. Like, with my mom, I could argue with her and everything. It'd be fine. The moment my dad gets mad at me, I burst into tears.
You
like,
can't handle it. Okay.
It's that kind of thing. And I always looked up to my dad. And him and I were always the closest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would do anything that he said. I
right.
thought at that point, I thought that the way he lived life was the right way.
Yeah. And you know what I would actually say, and this is my hot take, is I don't necessarily think that it was your place to tell your mom.
Yeah. Because she found out pretty soon after, but she didn't figure out about the credit card for a while.
So she still, okay.
So she still didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
The other thing, too, it's not like I caught my dad with the woman. He told me.
Why?
So he we were supposed to go on a family vacation to Greece.
Okay.
And this was the summer before I left for college.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up like the night before throwing his wedding ring at my mom, being like, I don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't come with us on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we come home from the trip and they're back like normal. They're like, oh, it was just a fight. You know, we're still together.
Right.
And then he told me, yeah, I actually went to Ibiza while you guys were in Greece. And I met this girl there that I really like.
Okay, put it in your fucking diary, Dad, and talk to your friends about it.
And so then I'm like, you know, my dad, like, especially I think having maybe I think it's a trait of having like a narcissistic parent or something where you, like, if I say, I want to go to sushi, he's like, no, I don't want that. I want to go to Italian. I'm like, oh yeah, Italian sounds amazing. You know, you agree with everything they say. Like, I do not like when he's unhappy with me. I want him to.
Approval constantly.
Yeah, I really had that when I was younger with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, okay. Like, I would just listen to him and enable him, basically.
Yes. And obviously, like, your mom ended up forgiving you.
And I think that manifested in, like, throughout my life, having such a strong father figure that I wanted to please, I think that probably made me more into this kind of authority figure. Like, what I like is having, I love men. Like, I like women too, but I love men.
Okay, see, I hate them.
Yeah,
really,
see, I just
deep down,
I love men. I love authority figures. Like, a lot of my kinks and my sexuality comes from, like, because in real life, I am so respectful of authority figures, professors, my dad. Sexually, I think that I like thinking about fucking my professor, like fucking a doctor, like subverting that a bit and not being respectful of that boundary.
Okay, so I am super into that same thing. And do you think that is kind of stems from a daddy issue type
thing? I feel
thing?
Like that's about what my daddy issues would maybe be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it relates to me being like more promiscuous or anything, because I've always been sexual, even before I knew my dad was gonna fuck with me. Mm-hmm. So I think the daddy issues can be a lot of things, right? But it's just like, I guess just having issues with dad, and it somehow affects who you are as a person.
And I don't think anyone has a picture perfect relationship with their father. And so it's not like, oh, the absentee dad, you have, it's the daddy issues, or your dad did something crazy. Everyone has some type of like daddy issue, I think, to some degree. You know what I'm saying?
Mommy issue.
Or a mommy issue. Yeah,
exactly.
I've dated a guy with a mommy issue, and those are very interesting. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's five floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. I want to talk about the fact that you're also a genius. You were in med school, UCLA, NYU. Like, what was that about?
I almost went to med school.
So okay.
I went to NYU and graduated from there.
Okay.
I studied health policy there and I made my own major. I was so into school. Like, I didn't do anything but go to my apartment and go to the library every single day.
Okay.
And then right after I graduated from NYU, I was like, I actually want to go to med school. I want a new challenge. And I realized I am that type of person now where I like to change things up once something gets mundane or monotonous.
Mm-hmm. And great for relationships.
Yeah, great.
I feel the same way.
But I so a week after graduating, I went to UCLA and I started a program to do all my sciences that I hadn't done since high school, all my sciences and math to prepare for medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did that in about a year and a half. Took the MCAT, was about to send in my applications to med school. At the same time, I'm fucking my homeless client because I work at a homeless shelter as I'm preparing for med school. And I'm like, you know, like ethically, this might be a problem for me in the future in medical school.
Whoa.
As a doctor.
Okay, you're fucking fascinating. Are you guys fucking in the homeless shelter like on a mattress or what are we doing?
No,
in an alleyway?
Went to, in his car, his home / car.
Okay, so at least he had a car though.
He was so hot and like manic, bipolar. So just like very fun.
Oh, okay.
And like so horny.
And the sex was just the fucking sex, nuts.
The best of my fucking life.
Oh my God.
It was. And he still lives. He lives in Puerto Rico with me. He still is with me. He's like, he still fucks me for OnlyFans. Like every day I have anal. I had anal every day for a year before I even started sharing on TikTok about anal. So anyway, okay. So I'm applying to med school and I'm like, okay, I have this secret online life where I'm talking about anal mm-hmm. with my fucking face plastered on it.
Yeah.
Then I have him, I'm working at the homeless shelter and I have him that I'm fucking like and trying to hide that. And I don't really want, I'm like about to click to send $500 in to like send each application. And I'm like, fuck this. Like, I don't want to do this. I'd like the unknown. Mm-hmm. And I also was starting to get a following online. And I was like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for me. And I'm the type of person that I feel the most alive when I take risks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm up with, and my mom's a doctor. So I was like, all right, I got 10 more years of school. And then I know exactly what my life is going to be like. And mm-hmm. I study the healthcare system in college. So I know that in the end of the day, like you're a slave to a system.
Yeah.
And my mom, it's the same way. It's a great job. You help people.
Of course.
But like, it is fucking hard.
And yes.
The system does not work for the doctors. Like, it's getting worse and worse for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I just want to do something exciting with my life. Like, I don't have that much time on the planet.
And so you were just like, I'm going to
pursue this. Like, I'm not. So then I was like, Mom, I'm not going to go to medical school. I'm making $40,000 a month right now online.
On OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Third month starting OnlyFans.
Okay.
So I just told her, I was like, I'm going to see where this goes. Maybe mm-hmm. I'll go to med school in a year or 5 years or 10
right.
years. And now I'm like, no, full in this.
A lot of times when people talk to people that are on OnlyFans or work in the sex industry in any capacity, and they're like, oh my God, but like actually this girl was like actually smart.
I was supposed
to go to med school. I don't understand that mentality.
Yeah.
And so I just want to make sure I didn't bring it up that way. It's like, you can be a porn star and be a genius and women are multifaceted. Yeah. And it's,
honestly,
you ever get that?
100 all the time. They're like, right? No, she's actually smart. Like she went to NYU and UCLA. And I'm like that. And that is a compliment to me. Like I think that's a compliment.
Right.
But it also is like, once you get into the porn world, you realize that a lot of the people there's some really dumb people, like
uh-huh.
but there's a lot of geniuses because it takes a lot of brain power and willpower and resilience to do something that society doesn't look well upon
uh-huh.
and still do it.
I love that.
And thrive.
Yep.
And before I started this job too, I was getting really, I've always loved sex parties and
I want to go to one so
they're
bad.
So, if, when we're in LA.
Is it an
At
LA
the same
thing?
Time, it's an LA thing.
I know there's a New York one, yeah. but
the LA members ones are.
Will you take crazy. Me to one?
Yeah, they're
oh my
really.
God.
So they're like they're in houses in the hills, and
Eyes Wide Shut type shit. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I love Eyes Wide Shut.
Best.
There's one that's sort of like that where you have to wear masks and everything.
Okay.
But it's usually you show up to these beautiful homes. There's a theme. And then
Chris Brown's house. Just kidding. I heard he has like crazy God, orgy sex crazy. Parties.
Yeah, the thing about these two is they're not just orgies. Like most people go and watch. There's porn
okay.
performances. There's just tons of exhibits and toys you can play with. You can fuck your partner. Most people come with someone they want to fuck just in a group setting. Like they'll fuck on the bed next to other couples.
That's fun.
But it's so cool. But I started going to those when I moved to LA and went to UCLA. I actually met a girl in my organic chemistry class who's a fucking genius. And she was like, you and I should go to a sex party together. And so she took me and then I was obsessed with it. And I realized a lot of these people, because the membership for one of them is like $250K a year.
For what?
For like 10 parties. For the men. Stop. For women, it's like $25 a party.
For the men, it's like, it's
no
like quarter
way.
Of a million.
So it's like big ballers.
Yeah. That- and so, but a lot of them, it's actually just people, it can be young guys, older guys that are really smart, really high power, intense of course,
yeah.
people. And if people are intense at one thing, they're usually really intense in other areas of life as well. And people don't think about it that way. They're like, oh, science people are nerdy. All the girls in my
OG
like, classes, yeah, literally. And in my science classes, they were like dominatrixes, like going to sex parties. They're fucking intense. And everybody that is actually in science, I feel like knows that STEM girls, science, technology, engineering, and math,
are freaks.
Are freaks.
Yeah. I fucking, you fucking heard it here first. That's the hottest shit I've ever heard.
Sexuality is very, like, especially hypersexuality is related to intelligence a lot. Like, it's, they are
really,
associated. Yeah.
I have never thought
so
about
people,
it that
yeah,
way.
People don't think about it that way at all. But in my, the way I look at it is if you're self-aware, and also it's just a personality type, but if you're self-aware, sexuality usually blossoms when you have more self-awareness, right?
Absolutely.
Comfortability with yourself, wanting to get to know other people,
right?
Interested in the human condition and what people are like at their most vulnerable.
Right.
I think it's definitely... I think I've met some of the smartest people in the world. Since
It doesn't have to be either or.
Yeah, no.
It can be both.
Honestly, I think a lot of people are super dumb that just stick to a track their whole life. Like they sink time into something.
Thank
just
you.
Like, this is fucking mind numbing. Why not live an adventure?
Right.
But there's a lot of different types of intelligence, but one of them is just doing your own thing. You did that. You decided
I did
to leave
do
the
that.
Corporate world, the mind numbing corporate world.
Ooh, it was really, really fucking bad. And yeah, I did do that. And I've never like thought about like the correlation between the two, but like I could definitely see that there. And it's just the second a woman is talking about sex or having sex or anything, and then they mention, oh, I was in finance or oh, this, it's like, hold the phone. Right? No fucking way. You're actually like smart. It's as if like if you're sexual, it takes away from or like it you know, devalues or like negates.
Well, people
anything.
Look at the porn industry like it's only something people do when they don't have any other options. But that's so far from the truth. Once you're in the industry, you realize there's so many people that have amazing lives, families, choose to be in it because they're sexual people. And you know, they make great money and they have a great lifestyle. Why wouldn't you choose this life?
Right.
It doesn't just, some people do pick it because it's their only option. But I think more than anything, people pick it from whatever situation they're in before because they want to change their life. Like they want to change something. It usually is like, I want to fucking do something different and new. And posting yourself naked on the internet is a quick way to change your life.
That's a fast fucking route to go. Yeah. And sounds like it's pretty fucking smart.
Yeah. If you, I really think that a lot of self-discovery happens after you throw your reputation out the window.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Stop caring what people think.
You have to.
And life becomes amazing. And people are attracted to that energy as well.
Yes.
Because everybody else is so bogged down in reputation. And then you break free of that and you realize it doesn't matter.
Yes. And you vibrate on a higher frequency that people just want to be around once you stop caring about that shit, you know?
Exactly.
And you're not fake and you're authentic and like
then
all
the things. And you
realize
people love you still. Like you, for instance, and me, like we have really loyal fans that love us.
Beyond.
And a lot of people would be like, oh God, if I just go online and start like talking about raunchy shit and whatever I want and whatever's on my mind, how disgusting I am, you know, everyone hate me. But in reality, you build this really loyal fan base of people who relate to you and find comfort that you're also fucked up like them.
But it's true. It's like, and we all are fucked up in some way. And it's like that familiarity. Would you say like, you kind of bring that into your OnlyFans.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I think that's why I have a really loyal fan base. And people laugh at me when I tell them that my fans are there for my personality. Because they're like, obviously they're there for your body and like your butthole. Which, yeah, they are there for that too.
Yeah.
But it's not like I didn't get my fans by like showing my ass or my titties because I don't have, well, I have an ass, but I can't show that on TikTok.
I saw her ass and she's fucking lying, but.
I can't show it on TikTok. I totally would. Like, I love showing my body, but I also knew.
But they stick around.
Yeah, I had to, I just knew my strong point was making jokes and like my personality.
Yeah.
Talking about anal and my sexuality, and people are there more than anything because, I mean, because my body also turns them on and I use my butthole, mm-hmm. but because I talk about it in a certain way and I make them feel a certain way. And that's how you build a community and a brand and people who support you every month and follow yeah. you everywhere. And how you have a positive impact on people's sexuality.
Right.
So that's what I aim for in everything that I film. It's all real. Every orgasm's real. I
really?
Film it all on my iPhone at home. There's nothing staged. There's no cuts. It's just like
wow.
my personal vlog or diary of my sex life every single day. And I don't even plan my content out. Like, I just post every day what I'm doing that day. Like,
okay, that is so interesting to me. So you're posting on OnlyFans every day. Mm-hmm. What, like, what are you posting? Just
so I set it up because I didn't want to burn out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to fall into that trap that girls get into where they constantly have to one-up themselves. They're like, okay, now I did anal, now I have to do double anal. And like they keep having to one-up
right.
themselves and then they just die out, which is the traditional porn industry.
Right.
So I created it this way where people are there for my horniness and my sexuality and they can relate to that. So I just vlog my day basically every day, whether that's some days I just take a nude. Other days, I just masturbate. Other days, I have a threesome or a gangbang. Mm-hmm. Other days, I have anal three times that day.
Or sex with, so, with your man.
Yeah, exactly. I have sex with my man like every day. I film almost every day.
Okay.
For a while, it would be like blowjob in the morning, pussy sex midday, anal at night.
Mm-hmm.
Or like anal in the morning, blowjob middle of the day, pussy sex at night. And we'd film one or two of those every day. But then I was amassing so many fucking videos. Like it was just too many. Like
and
people didn't
are you genuinely that horny?
Yeah.
So you're...
But I think it also comes with having the right partner. Because I wasn't always that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then with this homeless Marine veteran that has this,
this
manic horniness.
Angel.
Yeah, this homeless
this
angel.
This guardian angel.
The king of anal. He turns me on to, like, our sexualities are just the same.
Uh-huh.
And having sex with him, he just does it right where, like, sometimes I just need him to fuck me, you know? Like, I don't want to have to initiate or do the work. And then other times, like, I don't know what it is, but having him around, it always keeps me horny. And so that's why I just keep him around always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely experienced that before as well. And it's like, unfortunately, there were too many other things that were missing. Mm-hmm. But it was really hard to let go. Yeah. Best sex, like the best sex ever guy.
I know.
It's hard.
I got lucky that he is also just a really sweet person. Like I've been through a lot of shit with him going to psych units and everything. And now he's on meds right now, which... are really hard for him, but still he's just a sweetheart. And I got really lucky because I think that's pretty rare to find a guy at a homeless shelter that you're working at. He ends up being awesome and like my best partner in this job.
Did he come on to you or did you come on to him? And also, did you get in trouble by anyone at the homeless shelter? Were they like, this HR is getting involved with the fuck is
happening?
Yeah, I
got interviewed by HR.
Uh-huh. You can't be out here just fucking the homeless people.
Yeah, but we lied. Him and I lied. And then his friend they brought in too lied for us. And was like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So right.
they didn't figure out till like 2 months later after I wasn't working there anymore because the shelter closed. And I was waiting for my boss to send me a recommendation for med school. And she emailed me. She's like, I saw on your TikTok that you actually were having inappropriate relations with the veteran in question, so I cannot write your
stop. It's not like it's not like you're wait, you think it's understandable?
Well, because I lied.
Oh, you know? Well, you lied, but it's not like you're in a power position.
It wasn't, yeah. So a lot of people are like, that's actually illegal, but like you don't even need you don't even need a fucking high school diploma to work at a homeless shelter. So like but it was for me, it was a wake-up call where I was like, God, if I am a doctor, like I might, because I like to fuck people when I like them. Like I like to relate to people that way.
Yeah.
So I was like, this, I think I'm ethically gonna probably run into some issues as a doctor. So it was like a wake up call for me, but it wasn't anything like technically not like.
What type of doctor did you want to be?
I thought I wanted to be an OBGYN, so a women's doctor, deliver babies. I like learning about my own body.
Mm-hmm.
which is also what my mom is.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it. Okay. And then you're like, maybe that's not a safe place for me to be.
Yeah. No,
is inside a woman's vagina. Looking at their assholes.
I think the worst, like, I would have loved to be a psychiatrist, but I think that I would, that would be the worst place for me. Because that's basically what I was doing on a lower level at the homeless shelter. I was a counselor and I would talk to them all an hour every week about their lives. And that's where I fell in love with so many of them.
Right.
There were multiple I wanted to fuck, but
wow,
only one I'm glad that I did fuck.
I've never had a therapist that has been sexy enough for me to want to fuck them, but like that is also a fantasy.
And it was so fucking funny because it was all men there. It was a shelter of 30 male veterans. And I was like a 21-year-old hot
and they're just
young
jacking
girl.
Off.
Yeah. Like, and they would just all hang out at the front desk all day
waiting
long
for you
to talk to me. Just
oh
all
my
day.
God.
They were all so horny for
what
me.
A confidence it was, boost.
You know, I read something ages ago about women that work in male-dominated fields have much higher self-confidence because they're surrounded by this male attention.
Yes.
Men do give you so much fucking attention as a woman.
When I worked in finance, I'm not going to lie, I was the shit walking around that fucking office.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you get, so while there's a lot of setbacks as a woman in
of
a male-dominated field, they
of course.
Also have studies that show women in those fields have much higher self-confidence.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And I felt that there. I like loved going into work. I felt great at my job. Mm-hmm.
They gave me so much positive feedback and attention. They
orgasms.
And so that's, I didn't come onto him, but we both just started feeling a sexual tension.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed like that for almost 6 months where mm-hmm. I didn't do anything outside of work with him.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do anything in work with him either, but we both knew we liked each other. And then one day I was like, fuck it. I was there.
He's like, midnight. I bought a car, so I'm not homeless anymore. Let's go.
he came up to me at like midnight because I was working a night shift last mm-hmm. minute and I was about to get off work and he was like, do you want to hang out after this? And I was like, fuck it. I'm so fucking horny. I'm going to. I actually knew I was going to. He brought me a hat.
You always know before it's going to happen.
From the hospital, like, consignment area. Like, those clothes the veterans can just take for free.
Like the mental hospital type thing? Or
yeah.
Just a hospital?
Well, it's just the hospital for veterans.
Oh, okay, got it.
And they have, like, a thrift store, basically, in there just for the veterans to take things from. He went there and got, like, a hat for me from there. And he, like, brought it to me. And he's like, here, you can have this. I went home and I masturbated every night with that hat, like, by my face.
No. Oh, my God.
I was
God,
that fucking obsessed with him.
Oh, my God.
I was so. He was the first man where, like, he walks into a room and I'm like, I was physically so attracted to
him.
Wow. Like, I always have been attracted to people because of their personalities and it takes me a while.
Uh-huh.
And he was the first one where I was like, you're so fucking manly and hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you were obsessed with him like before even fucking him.
Yeah, for a long time, like months. And I ended up going on a walk with my friend one day. I remember this so clearly. And I was like, I don't know how long I'm going to last. Like, I don't know how to not fuck him. Like, everything in my body wants me to. And I have bad impulse control. And she was like, you're not going to last 2 days. And something about, or no, she said, you're not going to last a week. And something about her saying that, like, allowed me to accept that I could actually do this.
Gave
me
the go ahead.
I was like, this is not happening. But then she was like, you're not going to last a week. I was like, okay, someone
and you're
can
like,
wrap
if you said it, you said it.
Two
I
days
did
later,
it.
2 days later, I'm losing my anal virginity in his car. Like,
so first of all, that sex, mm-hmm. I would die to be a fly on the wall to just see that sexual tension.
Well, we film our fucks all the time, even from the beginning. And it really is still like that. Like, I've recreated it a million times, too. Because
really?
Anal every time feels like the first time.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Okay, we need to talk about Angel. Yeah. Because this is episode 69, mm-hmm. and because you're a sex goddess, and you obviously fucking love anal. I've never met someone that loves anal as much as you do.
I've never met anyone either.
We are going to do Sleut University, which you obviously know because you listen to the show. And here you are. I'm usually the professor. I'm going to let you be the TA right now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. There's a few things that I want to talk about for this Sleut University. 69 is the most overrated sex position on planet Earth, so we're not fucking talking about it. So let's just get that out of the way. Secondly, anal, I need to know your tips. I need to know if there's ever a dick that's too big. I need to know how you can come from anal. There was a guy that I was seeing not too long ago, and his dick was so girthy and thick. I couldn't.
Terrifying.
I physically couldn't. I tried to put in a butt plug to try to loosen shit up. That hurt.
Yeah.
Do you use lube? Is that necessary? You're not about to tell me you don't. Oh,
lube,
my. You're
lube
just
is
that
amazing.
Horny of
no,
a bitch.
Lube is amazing, but I lost mine in the back of a car, not knowing I was going to lose it. I was on my period and he just started eating my ass and then just slid his dick in my.
Before he went in the pussy?
He didn't because I was just on my. Yeah, I was on my period. So. He did anal.
He was like, no problem. I'll put it in
the back. Yeah, and he didn't even say. Like, it just started going in. I was like, holy shit, he's in my butt. But I was so fucking horny.
Horny.
And my ass was, like, so wet because he's taken, like, 30 girls' anal virginities. He knows what to do. And it just slid right in, and it felt fucking amazing. Anal didn't hurt for me until, like, the third time.
He's, like, the anal king.
He's a king at it. And his dick is the perfect anal dick, too. It's, like, 6 inches.
Okay.
And he's uncircumcised, which makes it so that there's so much less friction because like his foreskin will stay on, like they just have more skin. So it'll stay in the same spot on your butthole. And then just like his dick moves in and out.
Oh.
Instead of like a dick that's cut, it's like rubbing fully.
Yeah. Wait, that's such a good fucking
point. And I still love anal with circumcised dicks, but uncircumcised does feel fucking different, and it feels amazing.
Does it feel different in the sense that it's like, it's not so much in and out, in and out?
Yeah, it's not I as get painful.
You don't feel like you're shitting the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't use lube that time, and then I didn't know anything about anal. Like, I'd never looked it up. I thought maybe I'd have it with my husband someday, but like, I wasn't looking for it. And then I didn't like Google tips on how to do anal or anything for a long time. So about the first 100 times I had anal, because I was doing it every day, if not twice a day with him after that first day. Like, I was going to his car every day and having anal with him. And for about 100 times before I even looked up that there's like tips to like prepare before and use lube, I was just using spit and having him go in, no preparation.
He's like the homeless man literally brought down from heaven.
Yeah, he is truly. I mean, he's just a fuck. He chose to be homeless too, like, because he's bipolar and he made a manic journey across the U.S. But like, he is just crazy. Crazy, thinks outside the box. And sexually,
there's nothing wrong with that. And so, do you have orgasms from just anal, or do you need clitoral stimulation?
I need clitoral stimulation, but I have had like 3 or 4 ass orgasms in my life, which are fucking crazy.
Fuck. Okay, can you remember anything about why they happen? Because
So you know that feeling of like when you kind of feel like you're shitting. You're having anal, like, it just feels like you're gonna shit, even if you're not. If you just lean into that feeling, because usually it's not because you're gonna shit, it's that your butthole, like, whenever it feels something in it, it's like, oh, right, this is shitting.
Of course.
So if you just, I didn't know this, but I would just be like, I would just accept that feeling. And you know how shitting, like pooping, can feel good sometimes. You know?
Yes.
It can feel really good.
Yes, I love that. Yes.
So if you just let that feeling mount, it's because a lot of girls are like, oh my God, this doesn't feel right.
And they try to like, they clench up.
Yeah,
because
it doesn't feel right. But if you just let it happen, it almost starts feeling like an orgasm. It fills your body with this fucking crazy feeling. And then you just lose control, just like an orgasm.
Right.
And
also, women should just be going into anal being like, I might shit.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm so thankful for him too. He was like, if it's dirty, even better. Like, that's fucking hot.
Oh, okay. I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
And that's how it should be. And guys ask for advice all the time to me about how to get their girlfriend to do anal. And I'm like, if you want to make her feel comfortable with it, you have to, even if it's not true and you'd fucking throw up if she shit on you, tell her that it will be hotter if she does shit. Like, so she's just not thinking about that. Because if you're thinking about that the whole time, you're not going to enjoy it. And I'm just glad, like, he went in my ass without me even asking, without knowing I didn't prepare, like, nothing.
Right.
And so I knew he didn't give a fuck.
Yes. I think anytime a guy, like, I remember one time I had a yeast infection, side note. And I was super embarrassed about it. And this guy was like, I'm going to put the yeast infection medication all over my dick and fuck you.
Yeah.
And
so hot.
When I tell you that I was the biggest slut, slew and freak for him, like, it's not a joke.
To just let go of all your boundaries with someone is so fucking hot. To feel that comfortable with them, like, that's the point of sex and bonding with people. That's what makes sex actually good.
100%.
And valuable.
So you make a video or take a nude every fucking day.
Yeah.
So what is it like? I mean, making the video with your homeless love angel, is it like, do you guys plan it out, or do you just wake up and you're like, let me take my retainer out,
literally
turn the camera on? That's what it is.
Yeah. And we film almost all from POV, because I just think that's the hottest, where like, he holds the camera. So we would just wake up and want to have anal. So we just, you know, starts licking my ass, grabs the camera at the same time, starts sticking his dick in, and he's just filming it the whole time. And we just have our normal relationship sex with the camera on, and it's so fucking fun.
Okay, so your tip for making like a video with your man is point of view and also having him grab the camera and kind of like take it where it needs to go. Do you film on a phone or a camera?
I just film on a phone, and he just holds the phone and
it's his point of view.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the hottest. Like, you can film from the side and it can be hot, but usually like, sex is fun because you're in.
Oh, right.
You're in it, you know, like what you're
looking
at. It's
like virtual reality.
If you're watching people, for instance, 69 from across the room, it's objectively weird as fuck. Like, the position is just like, you're laying on a bed in weird positions.
It is.
So he just holds the camera and films as I'm blowing him, looking up into his eyes, talking to him, like, as he goes in my asshole. He has so much fun with it. He treats it like an art form. And he just has a blast. And we just don't do any cuts or anything. We just have sex. And I mean, however it is, it is. If it's a bad video, it's a bad video. If it's a good one, we post it.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. It can bring you really close to each other. Because when you first start on camera, it's terrifying. Like, you don't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's like that with anything.
Yeah.
See, hearing yourself talk.
Right.
Have sex. But once you get comfortable, just so being hot. Yourself with a camera pointed in your face while you're fucking, you can be comfortable doing anything. Like, this podcast is easy right now.
Right.
And it's fun to watch yourself, too. It's fun to watch yourself through his eyes.
Yeah.
Especially if you just commit to going full force. Like, don't be, like, you're awkward and scared because you don't want to watch that shit. Watch yourself be a total whore.
Yes.
And see what it looks like.
And film it on your own phone if you're worried about it at first.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, if you're
someone you trust.
Right. And if your homeless guy ever wanted to be like a cinematographer, like a film director, like, right? Hi, there's his outlet. Literally. Out of homelessness.
Exactly.
Boom. Okay. So we are fucking running out of time. I could talk to you for 7 hours.
I know.
Just in like 1 to 2 minutes, any tips you have for the ladies at home to take nudes?
So I take them every fucking day. Mm-hmm. And what I have gathered, the ones that do the best are selfies that are intimate, unedited, raw, like a real, guys want to see a real, I mean, girls or guys, but you know, my market is men. They want to see a real girl. Like, they want to see intimacy. And I started learning how to send good nudes when I had an older boyfriend. He was 44. I met him on Seeking Arrangements, but I never got any money from him. I just like wanted to have an older
daddy issue fulfillment.
Yeah, I just wanted to have like meet someone off the internet and do crazy shit with them. He was like a perv. And he always wanted me to send these like really intimate nudes that were, you know, I didn't always look hot in them or anything.
And that's what
That's what he liked. And that is kind of what you should always aim to get in your news, is like you yourself pushing your own boundaries. Like, it's hot to look at a girl and be like, oh, she took this naked photo. That's so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And sent it to me. And also,
and not angled. And like, I do think guys can like kind of tell
the rawness of it, because that's the hottest thing. Like, sexuality, it's not about looking fucking perfect. Like, it's usually the opposite, actually. Like, guys want to see you be disgusting.
Yes.
Be like a normal girl.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't like, perfection is not relatable.
Right.
You know, it's not.
And they just like it nasty, just bottom line.
Nasty shit, stuff that pushes the brain out of its comfort zone is the stuff that's going to get you hard. The sexual world is the perverted real world. So everything that's not hot when you're not horny is really hot when you're horny.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember this guy, I used to send him nudes all the time. He always wanted like a pussy shot, me like spreading my lips. And I was like, that's so ugly. That's not cute.
I used to think that too.
I sent it. He like would not stop talking about that picture for 7 months.
I used to think showing my butthole and my pussy were fucking gross. Like, I would take pictures. I was like, this is so disgusting. Now my pussy and butthole look the exact same, and I think they're so beautiful.
Right.
So just taking nudes and like looking at what your body looks like all the time makes you fall in love with it.
It makes
it seem normal. And men who look at nude women all the time, they're used to that. So girls who take the nudes, they're not used to like staring at a pussy straight up or a butthole or like their bush. And they're like, this looks disgusting. No man's going to like this.
Right.
But men watch porn every day. They look at pussies all day long. So you're going to send that, and it's not going to shock them like that. It's going to look normal.
Yes. The more disgusting, the more you're going to turn them on.
Yeah. The more like the crazier pussies there are, the hotter it is. Like, if your pussy doesn't look like this perfect pink, like little like
hot dog bun.
Yeah.
You're right.
Which, you know, some girls look like, and for some reason, girls have decided that's like the standard of vaginas. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But like, men love all fucking pussies. You could post your pussy on Reddit anonymously, no matter what it looks like. And even like the crazier, like the bigger your lips are and the darker
extra
it is.
Meat.
Yeah. Men are this is so fucking hot, because that's a point of it. Like, it's supposed to be this intimate thing that makes your mind go, holy shit, like, just
totally
for my dick.
That was actually the best fucking note to end this on, because so many girls write in paranoid about their vaginas. Like, it needs to stop.
You can't aim for perfection. Like,
no.
You just, not with your body. Like, some girls look perfect.
Yes.
But if you don't, which the majority of us don't, we just look like ourselves, that can't be your goal. Like, you can't try and make yourself look to this perfect standard.
No.
You just have to look at what your strengths are and embrace, like, what you are.
Absolutely.
And I know everyone always fucking says that, but that's where your power is. Like, looking perfect is not the most powerful position.
It's not.
It's not relatable. It doesn't
And it's not spark, attainable.
It's not attainable. It doesn't ignite fire in people right. like relatability does.
Yes. Okay. You are something
we
else.
We could talk for so long.
But you are just something else. You're so profound. You're like so eloquent in the way you speak.
Thank
You're
you.
So smart. You're so beautiful. And I am so happy I got to have you on.
I'm so flattered.
We're about to go hang out for a minute right after yeah. this. That's not a joke. Stella, where can they find you? Please tell them.
I will pop up on TikTok every so often. Right now, my only TikTok account, I got 3 banned this last week, but my only TikTok account is called Deliveries to the Back, Please. So you can find me there. I'm going to start a new one soon, though. So you'll see me pop up occasionally. The best place to find me is my Twitter is BerryBaby. And then my Instagram is AnalPrincess, where the L is a 1. And the E is a 3. You can figure, you can decipher that.
So you can trick fucking Instagram. Exactly. And then the TikTok is, what is it? It sounded like a Postmates thing.
It's called Deliveries to the Back, Please.
Deliveries to the Back, Please. I'm literally adding that to all my fucking Postmates orders from now on. Okay, Stella, I love you. Thank you so, 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 so much. I'm definitely going to be having you back on.
I would be honored to bring more sex tips.
Yes.
Loose.
Yes. See you guys.
Bye.